I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, on Leaders Portfolio. It's time for your business to apply for this year's Leaders Portfolio Awards. Are you a business who does business with the private sector, maybe the public sector? You want to make your clients or future clients or business partners or employees aware of your commitment to leadership? Well, apply for Leadership Business of the Year or Business Leaders of the Year or both. Maybe your president of your company deserves both awards. And so you can find those application forms at leadersportfolio.com. Well, now in the Leaders Portfolio studio with us is the president of R.C. Bryan & Associates, Mr. Roger Bryan. Roger has had experience with nonprofit fundraising, producing 1 million plus for 7 years in a row. And R.C. Bryan & Associates is a consulting firm located in Washington, D.C. Now, welcome, Roger.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about your story about how you kind of got here. Your background has been you were director of national charity services and you kind of had a number of businesses that you started with partners.
That is correct. Yes.
And you're now doing this business as a startup and you are 100% in charge of risk or profit.
Correct. It's a little daunting and a little nerve wracking, but that's the exact situation that I'm in now.
And was that intentional?
It wasn't necessarily intentional. It was kind of an idea that was always in the back of my head. I'd had a lot of success with the companies that I'd started in partnership with other people. But just after time, as needs and wants grow different between partners, sometimes you have to make the decision of whether or not you want to stay in a situation or if you want to create your own situation.
And when you were with, you know, it's good because you have this, you've had various business partnership relationships. Have you had good experiences and bad?
Of course.
And if so, give us kind of a lesson learned from a good one, a lesson learned from a bad one.
Some of the best experiences I had were working with people that had been in the industry a lot longer than I have, so that they would kind of mentor you through processes, but still help you with your motivation and your desire to be successful when you're really young. Some of the bad experiences are when partnerships start to separate and you find that you have different wants and needs than they have. It's really hard to pull together. And as the if you're in a company that's growing extremely rapidly, there's a lot of places for disconnect between partners. And finding those disconnects and solving them, it's not always possible.
Do you think that kind of a bad business partnership becomes more aware if it's growing rapidly or if it's failing?
I've never had the experience, luckily, of being in a failing business. Our problems were that we were growing so fast and no one anticipated that the company was going to get as big as it did, that expectations and goals differed between partners and we could never reach mutual agreement on what we wanted to do.
Have you also seen kind of something I've seen is work ethic being different, where one person was, you know, the kids were raised, I want to do 90 hours a week, and the other person was, you know, I don't know, kind of enjoying young kids. And have you seen that?
Basically, with the partners that I had previously, it was more of a difference in management style. I was the president of the company. I was 100% responsible for all the work to be done in conjunction with our staff. But I created systems and set management in place so that other people had the responsibility of getting the work done, and I just supervised, where I had partners that had been in the industry a lot longer and were the type of people that liked to sit at a desk 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, where I created virtual systems and managed through the use of the internet.
And you've some of your areas of expertise that you've done through different businesses is auto recycling for charities, so where people donate a car, and you've done some online sales as well. So
yes.
Those are kind of your areas. What have you seen some of the trends in those areas?
Some of the biggest trends right now, especially in the internet marketing world, is what we specialize in at R.C. Bryan & Associates, is the use of social media. It's become more and more important to networking with your clients, building new client base, optimizing websites, driving traffic. The lack of a good social media campaign can really, really hurt you in the internet marketing world.
And you also learn over time, too, what type of social media marketing probably works best, right? Like Facebook advertising does work or doesn't work, et cetera, right?
Correct. And each niche is a little bit different. So finding out what gives you the best ROI or the best relationship with your clients can differ between Facebook, Twitter, blog posts, and Pinterest, and all of the new sites that keep popping up, it seems like, every couple months.
So we have business listening. If you were kind of giving some free advice out, what's your thoughts on social media working for businesses?
The first thing that we like to tell clients is even if you don't understand how you're going to use social media yet, you still need to be using it. You need to be testing. You need to be putting content out in the world. You need to make sure that you're creating your brand and your brand awareness online. If somebody goes to Google your name or if they go to Google your company and you don't have all 10 of the top spots for that, you're really failing to take advantage of social media from a branding perspective.
And so you help kind of figure that all out.
Correct,
for somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. And your background is you have a bachelor's from Myers University in business management. So what's your overall leadership philosophy?
My overall leadership philosophy is that if someone's going to work for me or with me, that they need to be given the reins and they need to have complete control over what they're doing without anybody getting in their way. In my last company, when I started hiring young college students to come in and create management positions for them, the first thing that I would do is create a new brand or new company for them and let them build it for scratch over their first year. And they would learn the skill sets that aren't necessarily taught in college that need to be applied in building a business. And that's the only way you can ever become a good manager of a company if you know what it takes to bring one up from the ground up.
And you think it's a particular strength of yours?
I do believe it is. It didn't always work when I first started implementing that strategy. But the last three managers that I brought online that had that experience have been very, very successful.
How do you tell me something you learned then? How did you learn to do that? What were you not doing right that changed?
What I wasn't doing right the first time was making sure that they documented everything. Every single decision they made, a documentation of what the decision was, why they made it, and what the outcome was. They can do that in a single piece of paper, even half a piece of paper. And after a while, that turns into a pamphlet, that turns into a book, that turns into multiple books, so that every division of your company basically has a guide that shows how you came from day one to where you are today. And every manager that comes in can read that, and then they start to build their own book.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. And we are speaking with the president of RC Bryan & Associates, Mr. Roger Bryan. I got a Forbes business quote for you. This is from Joseph Collins. A prudent person profits from personal experience, a wise one from the experience of others. A prudent person profits from personal experience, a wise one from the experience of others. Your thoughts?
I really like that quote. While I am a product of my personal experiences, both good and bad in business and personal life, I do recognize the need for coaching and mentoring. Right now, I have 4 different business coaches that I rely on to help me make the biggest decisions that I have to make in my company. And in the last month, since I separated from National Charity Services and went full-time into RC Bryan & Associates at rcbryan.com, my business coaches have been a huge, huge help in making sure that I stay on track and that I'm successful in what I'm doing.
So how would you advise? How did you get your coaches? Are any of them paid? Or are they people you sought out that saw promise in you? Kind of what's the model?
All of my coaches are paid. I'm a firm believer that no advice given for free is actually worth its weight in anything. So I went to the top professionals in my niche in the internet marketing world, found 2 professionals. In the business development world, found 1 professional. And in the branding, I found another professional. And I made deals with them to either help them on their companies or actually give them an actual check every month for them coaching me and pushing me to be more successful. Mm-hmm.
And that's been your model over time. You've done things like that over time.
Yes, it started when I was 22, fresh out of the Marines, and had my first mentor who really brought me into the business world. Patrick Marcello, the owner of the Greater Cleveland Auto Auction in Cleveland, Ohio. He's still very close to me. But as my businesses grew and we made Inc. Magazine's fastest growing companies list and got more notoriety, I found that I needed higher level coaches. I needed people that had built $50 million companies, not $5 million companies. And to get the attention of somebody that's built a $50 million company when you're in the $5 million range, you've got to offer them something. And financial benefits, one thing that definitely catches their attention.
Now, is that the goal for RC Bryan & Associates, to be at a $50 million company?
Yes. We're hoping to reach that in the next 5 years.
That's your plan.
That is our structured goal.
And so do you have so to achieve that, do you keep changing up how you are achieving that plan?
The best thing about having coaches has been that when you build a $1 million company, it takes one mindset, a $2 million, another, a $5 million, another. And when you want to go beyond that and you don't have the right skill set or the right mindset, which is extremely important, being able to network with people that have done it and they can show you the errors of your ways and stop you from thinking small and help you to think big, it's vitally important to.
So now that you've been learning this, right, give me a piece of advice of building a $1 million company versus a $50 million. What do you need to lead $1 million versus a $50 million?
A $1 million company usually starts with 20 ideas, each worth $200,000. And although they're exciting to work on, they don't have the long-term potential. It's like thinking about launching an internet brand in a single market. if your brand can't be carried throughout the United States, throughout North America, throughout the world, you're never going to build a $50 million company. So knowing that before you go into joint ventures or you start marketing campaigns that you own helps you to isolate those that have the potential to be big and those that are going to stay small no matter what you do.
And so at this point, if you were evaluating yourself as a leader, do you think that you have the capability to be a $5 million kind of leader, a $50 million, $100 million? What do you think? Put me on the spot.
No problem. I want to say that I have the personal traits and qualities that would help me to get there, but I don't think that I would get there without coaching and guidance from professionals that have already done it. Trying to do it on your own, like the quote says, you'll eventually figure it out, but it's going to take you a whole lot longer and it's going to cost you a whole lot more than just paying someone to help you do it the right way the first time.
It'll be a 10-year plan.
It'll be a 10-year instead of
and
a 5-year
plan.
Yes. A lot of stress.
All right, great. Well, I'm Roger Bryan, president of RC Bryan and Associates here with us on Leaders Portfolio, and I want to thank you for being in studio with us today.
Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Now, I also want to thank the supporters of leadership for allowing us to produce great Leaders Portfolio, great leadership content. That is Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Hilton Garden Inn, Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you want to join our sponsors and support great leadership content so that other businesses or decision makers in the federal government become aware of what your business service or product is, then we want to invite you to join as a sponsor of Leaders Portfolio. You can find our information at leadersportfolio.com, where, by the way, you could also find information about Mr. Roger Bryan, the president of RC Bryan Associates, and his interview. I want to take this time to thank our senior producer, Dr. Ohlers, the production team, Adrian, Miguel, Jennifer, Christine, and Yair. And I just have to say, if I look at it in publicity photos, it's only because I have the makeup artist to the president, Eibel, for makeup. So thank you for that. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership each week, where we talk to CEOs from the D.C. metro area about their stories in leadership. This has been Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith asking you what's in your portfolio.